Hello, hello, self-love here. Today I want to talk about judging others. Do not judge others and you will not be judged, for you will be treated as you treat others. The standard you use in judging is the standard by which you will be judged. Matthew 7, 1 and 2. Don't judge because how you judge will be the same measure in which you will be judged. Meaning, what goes around comes around, or as some people like to call it, karma. We all struggle with something. So to judge someone for falling short in a certain area in their life would be super hypocritical, simply because there's an area in everyone's life that a person struggles with. We all have our strengths and we all have our weaknesses. To think you are better than someone simply because you don't struggle in that area of your life makes you arrogant and a hypocrite. And at the end of the day, sin is sin. There's no sin that's worse than another. So when someone does something that hurts you, provide them with grace and lovingly help them through their struggle if it's something you can help them with. Other times, all they need is someone to listen and encourage them that they can get past their struggle with love and guidance. I think that guidance comes from within oneself. Not that you are the source of the guidance, but that little voice that I believe is inside each and every one of us gives us the strength to push through any obstacle that comes our way. So when I really don't know what to do in a situation, I get somewhere that's quiet and I present the problem I have and all my worries on the topic, and then I ask for help, guidance, or direction, and then I wait. Sometimes it comes right away, and sometimes it comes later on, but it always comes. And sometimes I simply need reminders to just breathe, because I can get myself so worked up from everything that is going on in my head. The things I know I need to get done can feel like too much at times, and I find that times like these is when I really need to quiet down and connect to the voice, because it will calm down the things in my mind, and it will help me to let go of everything that has me anxious or worried, and I can just be at peace knowing that the voice will guide me to my next step. And knowing that is such a blessing. Simply because it's comforting to know that one doesn't have to walk through life alone. I have one more item I would like to bring up on this topic. This will probably ruffle some feathers, but I think it's important to bring up. The verse Galatians 6:1 says, "If another believer is overcome by some sin, you who are godly should gently and humbly help that person back onto the right path. And be careful not to fall into the same temptation yourself." I think many Christians will use this verse to go out of their way to call people out on their sin. And I think that the majority of them mean well by it. But I found that everyone who's tried to straighten me out has come off as judgmental or has had problems of their own they hadn't dealt with. So in my mind, they were a big hypocrite. So in my opinion, I think there is two things that could happen in this kind of a situation. That That person that you see as helping may take it badly simply because the guidance wasn't done in a loving way. So you get shame to feel a certain way, or shame to feel bad about your sin. But meanwhile, that other person is dealing with another sin in their life. But it can put a sour taste in your mouth for that person. Or Christians in general. Which can make a person turn away from the church, the religion, and God. Or the second option is they could take it well. You could help them out and things would be fine. But I think that that requires humility that not a lot of people have when they're struggling in a cycle of sin. So this is why I recommend that you don't tell anyone how to live their life. You worry about you. Let your life speak for you. And if a fellow Christian asks for you to help them in a certain area that they are struggling in, then help them. Because, you know, coming up to someone and telling them that they have an issue with something is usually very offensive because we're humans and we're prideful and we aren't always ready to have the conversation yet about the issues that are going on in our life, or we don't even realize that they're an issue, or we haven't fully dealt with it, so therefore we feel like we have to defend ourselves because that person is pointing out a flaw in us. It's the human condition. We always want to justify our reasons behind things. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. It's just simply how we are. And so if you don't take the time to make sure that how you present yourself is to that person is loving and not judgmental, it can be taken wrong. But if you're helping a person in their struggle because they asked you to, it's a lot easier to have those kind of conversations where you can dive deep and be like, okay, well, what's the root of this problem? Why are we struggling here? You know, what are the habits that I have that are causing me to continue to struggle with this area in my life? And then you can have an open and honest dialogue with that person. And then if you happen to not have that struggle in your life, or you've never struggled with that area of your life, make sure to find someone for that person who has. Someone who's made it through and to the other side of that struggle, because finding someone who can walk someone through that and hold their hand is huge. They don't have to fall on their face and, you know, make all the mistakes that other person learned because, you know, they had to do it by themselves. But here they are, they're stronger because they made it through the struggle, and they're going to come and hold your hand and pull you through that and show you, you know, this is what I did, you know. And I'm not saying that people should automatically accept every step that someone else might have done to get to where they are, because we're all different. We're all our own unique individual self. I think to a certain degree that there is a certain level of knowing yourself and knowing what's going to work for you and what's not going to work for you. So you don't have to follow it step by step, but at least you have a mentor of some sort to kind of help guide you through, so that you no longer have to struggle with that ever again. And you can just keep on keeping on. So that's all I have for this one. I hope that you guys got something out of this. I hope that you enjoyed this. And if it's on your heart to share it around, I truly would appreciate it. I will talk to you guys in the next one. Bye.